You're listening to X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM. And in Nehalem, Wheeler, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. Streaming online everywhere at xray.fm. This is the Circle Rod Radio Show. I'm going to adjust my mic. How's that for fidelity? Hold on. Homo, I'm back. I was on a trip. I went abroad. I went to Spain. I took time off. I renewed my relationship with my love of music, not on the clock, to come up with something interesting every Wednesday. Sometimes you can need a little palate refresher and a break. Like, I don't know. I didn't listen to that much music in Spain. I went to a flamenco thing. I didn't bring you a bunch of cool Spanish records, although I do know of some. The band Mourn, M-O-U-R-N. I think they're from Sevilla. They're very good. But we're not going to play them tonight. No, we're going to play some old stuff that I like. We're going to start off with Cat Power. This is the Circa Rad radio show where we come to you every Wednesday and we try to dust off some old gems and find you some new treasures. This is an old gem that I like. This is taking people off of What Would the Community Think? The first or one of the very early Cat Power records. X-Ray FM.
Ooh, you never showed you about the easy way. Whose robes did they trade you for such an easy life? Thank you.
What's up? It's the Circle Rad Radio Show that you're listening to. This is the Circle Rad Radio Show, X-Ray FM. I'm DJ Tex Clark, and after, gosh, almost 4 weeks without getting to be on the radio, I'm back, and I've been thinking about what to play, and guess what I just played? I'll tell you, I played something off the first Cat Power record, and then I played Doe by the Breeders, because I listened to Pod in its entirety recently, and that holds up. And then also a band from London, I believe, called Household. And then Unionized by Cool Ghouls. They're from San Francisco. That was off Gord's Horse, Cool Ghouls. And then that was Lou Reed just then, Rock and Roll Heart. He had all these records kind of, I don't know, after Transformer, and then, like, before maybe New York or something? Send me a text, okay? 503. No, wait. Send me a text to 971-220-KXRY. 971-220-KXRY. Or you can send me an email at dj@xray.fm. Put me straight here. Lay it on me. What is the best sort of mid-career Lou Reed album that's like after Transformer and before New York? I don't think it's this album, Rock and Roll Heart, although I like that track. All of it sounds a little bit like Lou had a contract and got together with some musicians maybe once or twice and cut a record, which is cool, right? There's a dynamic energy to it. But then sometimes he sounds bored. Lou Reed. Yes. Rock and Roll Heart, though. I like that one. Speaking of rock and roll, I got something new, brand new, to play for you next. We try to bring you something new sometimes on Circle Rad. Do send me a text, though. I want to know, what do the people say? What is their opinion? 971-220-KXRY about a mid-career Lou Reed album, or even maybe a couple of good tracks on one of them that isn't crap. God bless Lou. So what about new rock and roll, though? So there's a band, and they are from the Netherlands, the Holland. They're called Real Farmer, not a fake farmer, a real farmer. Real Farmer's the name of the band, and they sound a little bit like the Wipers, who were a Portland band, and they rock. And I was like, I'm going to play this on the radio for sure. Let me know if you like it. X-Ray FM, radio's yours.
We'll be right back.
Hey, what up? It's Tex. This is the Circle Rad Radio Show. And what did you just hear? You just heard Ezra Furman. Ezra Furman recently announced that she might be changing her name to Liz, but still Ezra Furman for now. That was Teddy, I'm Ready. It's about Ted Hawkins, in part, who's a really cool street busker kind of songwriter guy who lived tough times back in the day. That was Teddy, I'm Ready. And then before that, we had some Jeff the Brotherhood was back there, Electra Lane covering Bruce Springsteen, and that Hard Times album, Hard Times by Real Farmer. Boy, was that good. So I invoked a Portland band, so now I have to play a Portland band. This is going way back also, the Neo Boys. The Neo Boys, they were in the 70s. They opened for Nico. Not Nico Case. No, the one with Lou Reed, who has a rock and roll heart. Anyway, this is Poor Man's Jungle. And my friend Meg's playing guitar, which is cool. This is X-Ray FM. Thanks for sending your texts. And I'll keep it coming. X-Ray.
Looking through life with an angry eye. This is what I get for fighting a poor man.
Okay, so I'm going to fade down booming and zooming, right? I've got to, because I have some breaking news. I do. I heard back from a couple of people about whether Lou Reed had any good mid-career albums and what it was. And what I heard back from two folks, one of whom didn't know. Thank you, Andy. But the other one was very assertive. I got exclamation points, and the name of the album is Mistrial. And this interests me because I'm a trial attorney. I've never had a mistrial, unfortunately. That's like a win if you're a criminal defense attorney, most part. But anyway, it's called Mistrial, so I never heard of it. So I look it up, and sure enough, it's Lou Reed's 14th studio album. But even better than that, when I Googled Mistrial Lou Reed, this essay popped up by a guy last name of Little. And you can Google this too if you're interested. And it's basically an essay that's like putting the album on trial for being so very lousy, for being such a terrible, terrible record that a lawyer actually, well, kind of metaphorically, tries to take Lou Reed to court and accuse him of making a terrible record called Mistrial. And I guess it didn't work out, and there was a mistrial. I mean, Lou's dead, so what are you going to do about it? But I'm going to have to spend some time with Mistrial and get back to you is what I'm going to have to do. And in the meantime, I'm going to play. There's this band, right? And I heard them for the first time, and I can't even remember what it sounds like. But it's new, and I wrote it down. I'm like, oh, yeah, this is good. I'm going to play this on the radio. It's so new, I can't even remember. The name of the band is Worries and Other Plants. They might be from Australia, maybe Melbourne. And this album is called Changing Me. And the song is eponymous. It's Changing Me. And you're listening to me, DJ Tex Clark, pick out songs to play on X-Ray FM. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Magic Mountain is the name of the song. Hollow Ship is the name of the record. Wait, no, don't wait. Hollow Ship's the name of the band. They're from Sweden. That's sweet, Swedish psychedelic rock. We've been all over tonight. We've been to London. We were in the Netherlands. We were in all over. And I'm going to tell you what. Oh, that's the end of the song. I'm going to go to Edgefield this weekend. Yeah, that's right. I got tickets to Edgefield. I got them a long time ago because the Pixies are playing. And I actually have not seen the Pixies in their iteration without Kim Deal. But I finally kind of gave in and was like, okay, fine. And they're playing because Edgefield's nice if you don't mind traffic and waiting forever to get out of a parking lot. And it's going to be nice weather. And I got some friends going with me. So I'm going to go to Edgefield. And also Spoon is opening. And the thing about Spoon is I know Britt Daniel from a very, very long time ago. And his little sister gave me my first Pixies album. Because in their house, when we were all like 15 years old, the Pixies ruled the day. And actually, the very first Spoon record is a little bit like a Pixies tribute record. If you had just had a your wisdom teeth out and you couldn't really sing because you were mumbling. And so I was like, oh, I should totally play some old Spoon before they were more like sort of robustly developed rock and roll idea. And this is Si Vantes off, I guess it's technically the second record that came out in like 96. Si Vantes by Spoon. And then I'm going to play some Pixies. Okay, I'll see you next week. Stay tuned for the Denim Dinner Party. It's piping hot. X-ray.
Carolina's cheap. Oh, she's on town. Goes around on a carpet all night. But to me, well, she's nowhere now. She'll be nowhere tomorrow morning when you slash dollar. We'll be right back.
Tell
Thank you.